You're listening to a podcast from 702.
You're with Clement Maniatella.
702.
It's 25 minutes before 11 o'clock. I want us to have a discussion now about the concept called the African personality. This phrase, African personality, was first introduced by Edward Blyden, right, who has been regarded as the father of Pan-Africanism. And there have been concerns raised about how studies have identified this nature of personality among Africans. And the concern has been that, you know, those studies have identified this personality in terms of Western ideals, in terms of values, in terms of socioeconomic and technological advancement. And this biased view created this negative attitude towards the African people. So what does it mean to have an African personality, right? And what defines an African personality to you? We're not the same people. We can be different things, right? So let's look at even the guiding principles to this kind of personality. And I want you to tell me how you define your identity. What does this term African personality mean to you as an African? 011-883-0702. You can send us a WhatsApp voice note as well if you want to join this discussion. 072-702-1702. Stutuzo Ngwabe is a clinical psychologist who's going to chat to us about this subject. And I came across Stutuzo on Twitter. He tweeted about having a Twitter space and talking about African personality. And then I thought, ooh, that sounds like an interesting topic. So I got a hold of the recording of the conversation that he had, and I thought it would be interesting to bring him on air to talk to us about this personality development from an African perspective. And he joins us now via Zoom. And to do so, how are you doing?
Good morning, Clement. I am well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for making time. I listened to your discussion on this subject and I really, really was fascinated. Just let's lay the foundation by maybe talking about what you understand when we talk about the African personality. What are the components of this African personality?
Thank you, Clement, and good morning to the listeners as well. What I understand is this is a description of a personality that seeks to say we study in psychology personality as well as personality disorders, but the bulk of what we do in psychology has been rerouted through the West, mainly the US as well as Europe. And so what we are studying from that perspective does not speak to us. And we then try to say, if there were people in this place we call Africa, how did they relate? What were the values that were important to them? And how did they try to construct their societies? And we get a number of things from that perspective in terms of the values that were held core. And an important starting point then is to say that an African personality is not to say all Africans are the same, think and behave in the same way, but there are certain core values, and those include things that are captured in sayings that have stood the test of time, like umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu, which is botho in Sesotho, which is talking to how a person finds their own being in their relations to other people. So we look at those values that connect us, what we hold dear in terms of how we relate to others, how important respect is, how important being compassionate is, how important love and values of justice are in society, and how we then want to develop people in society who develop in that direction, so that when a person is an adult, they behave in a particular way, and we can then proudly call ourselves Africans.
So there are obviously many factors that I imagine will affect the development of this kind of personality. You've spoken about values. religious values, cultural. You can maybe even mention modernization, globalization, how we interact with people from different cultures. But there are also things that have happened on this continent: colonization, slavery, apartheid. You know, in the African context, how have those affected this personality?
It's been a really, really difficult thing for the continent to try and piece itself together following all of those things. I mean, if you're talking about slavery, we literally had people uprooted from the continent, and we find them all over the world. We find them in what's now called the diaspora, people in the United States, people in Jamaica, people in Brazil, etc. And so what that did is that it left a huge vacuum in our own continent. But for those people who left the continent, they had to now develop anew. They lost their languages. They were forced into different cultural values, etc. If you look at a country like South Africa, we've experienced slavery, we've experienced colonization by two colonizers, and we've experienced apartheid. And so what you get at the end of that is what Steve Biko used to call people who all that remains now is a shell, that we are no longer fully human beings, essentially. We are no longer who we are. And you get people like Macquarie from Senegal, who says that you need to know yourself before other people tell you who you are. So the biggest impact of all of those institutions of oppression has been that we have lost a sense of who we are as a people. And what that leaves you is people who can grab onto anything. We can grab onto the most debilitating values of individualism. We start to think that perhaps we want to be like the white people who have been oppressing us. So I think a short answer to your question is that fundamentally we've lost a lot of our knowledge systems. We've lost a sense of who we are as a people. And the beginning point of developing this African personality is to go back and see how we were before, and then see what the current circumstances are, because we are also people who develop. If you read the history of Africa properly, you'll understand that there were many civilizations prior to colonizations. You had your Kingdom of Mapungubwe, you had your Great Zimbabwe, you had your Egypt as a center of development, Ethiopia, etc. So we are not saying let's go back to how things were before. We are saying that there was a lot of important values in who we were as a people before, and we are trying to adjust to that, to adjust to a way where we can speak to Nyerere's Ujamaa, where we're saying that to be African means to look after your neighbor. If they need something and I have something, they can take it from me. When the day comes when I need something, I can take it from them as well.
So that's interesting. And I want you to touch on the Western psychology personality concept, because it's something you touched on in your talk. The Western concept, I think, therefore I am, right? Whereas with the African concept, it's more ubuntu, umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu, I am because you are, as you've indicated. It's not individualistic, but it's more collective. And I like the example you used about Kumbule Kai, that this kind of identity is transgenerational, in that you want to belong. So sometimes people go to that show Kumbule Kaya because, you know, sometimes their fathers, their mothers, the people they're looking for are no longer around, but they want to be part of, right, as a collective, even if those people are no more. So it's that belonging that speaks to this kind of personality as well. Just touch on that for us, please, on how this is more collective and not individualistic.
Thank you, Clement. I mean, when people, and I'm speaking now on behalf of Nguni speaking people, when a person builds a house, he doesn't say it's my house. He says, this is my father's house. And what they mean by that is that it's not that the father has their name in the title of the house, but they speak directly to this issue you're raising, that we are connected to people who came before us, and they become called the living dead or the ancestors. And we are also connected to the people who will come to us. So even the idea of you, who you are as an identity, I mean, if you talk about the current king of any nation within the country, they give their identity in terms of the people who came before them as well. I mean, even the person like Queen Mojaji, even the entire name remains because of this understanding that there's continuity. With the West, there's this idea that you should be individualistic, you should look after yourself. And what emanates from that is a push towards being competitive. Whereas when we are looking at the concepts of a collectivist, cooperative existence with other people, which is what being African is about, you are then more inclined to work together with those around you, to share resources, to behave in ways that says, let's uplift everyone instead of let's see who is the best or the most competitive at this. And from that, you can see how you get the different systems, even of a socioeconomic perspective, where one is more interested in let's monopolize and be the best at everything and be the only ones who have, versus a system of let's be more equitable in our use of resources.
I've got listeners who want to engage on this on 011-883-0702. I'm going to go to your calls shortly. Let me start with your voice notes. Your voice notes are coming through on 072-702-1702. What do you understand about this personality development from an African perspective? You know, you must know yourself before they tell you who you are. And for the longest time, we have been defined as, and missed an opportunity, not willingly so, to define ourselves as. So what does African personality mean to you? I want to hear from you. Here's a voice note that's come through.
Clement, self-respect and respect for others is one of the foundations of the African people. We were told that we can achieve everything in the world, education, money, and big houses. But if we don't have those two, we are nothing, Clement.
Yeah, thank you for that voice note. I'll get Duduzo to speak to the issue of values and morals, because you can be intentional even about moralistic behavior, and that's really what's defined African people over the years. And I'll go back to your voice notes. I'll take your calls as well on 011-883-0702 after the break.
Your voice,
your questions,
your morning radio with Clement Maniatella.
This is 702.
We're talking about the African personality. What is it? And what are the guiding principles to this kind of personality? How do we define ourselves? Because for the longest time, we've always been defined as, right? And unfortunately, people have been looking at many studies that identify the nature of personality among Africans in terms of Western ideals, in terms of Western values, or even socioeconomic and technological advancement. And Studuzo Mwabe has done a talk on Twitter Spaces that I came across, and I listened to his, and I thought it's incredible some of the things that he was mentioning and talking about there. So that's the discussion we're having. If you want to weigh in on it, give me a call. I'll go to your calls. I see some of them now. The WhatsApp messages as well are coming through. And before I get to those calls, as Duduzo, we got a voice note earlier of a listener talking about self-respect, respect for others as one of the core values of Africans. Talk to us about those, the moralistic behavior that's always guided this kind of personality as Africans.
Thank you, Clement. And the listener from Kagiso, I didn't catch his name. I think what he raises is very important on the issue of respect, because if you are going to say we want to be cooperative and we want to be collectivist in how we identify as well as how we relate to each other, then respect is absolutely fundamental to that. Otherwise, we won't be able to get along. So some of what is important about this African personality is that it gives us directly what kind of moral being you want. You want a person who is okay with the idea of friendship with others, who's compassionate, who's loving, who's honest, who has a sense of justice, who's courageous, who has a sense of self-control, who's generous, who's considerate, who is hardworking. There's this song that's currently out by, I think it's Mr. Jazik and Killer Gao, that says, and it speaks to this idea of how people who are African are inviting of others, that we do not see it as an imposition when we need to take care of other people. So those values of respect and those values of making sure that we are hospitable and considerate of other people are absolutely critical in this description that you are saying. And the opposite of that is that we then say that certain things are against this idea. People who steal, cheating, murder, rape, lying. We had these scandals about PPE. It's absolutely that you were covering a few weeks ago, a few days ago. It's just not something that should be accepted, that people can behave in that manner. People who are stealing funds for funerals, those are all behaviors that we literally have words that you'd find in African languages that you won't find in other languages, where they say umuntu sayadlula. Their behavior is so abominable that it's not something that we expect from a person we consider umuntu or a human being, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Kutazo, you're calling us from Tohoyando in Limpopo. Nda, good morning.
Nda, Clement. Yes, my comment is on the issue of African personality. So my take on this one, Clement, it has to do more with the identity, your identity, and understanding your culture. You know, I feel that we are creating a lot of problems when it comes to our history. We don't teach our future generation about our past, our culture, which is very, very crucial to us to understand that in order for you to have that African personality, you must know where you come from. And this is caused by this Western ideologies that we have. Because now we focus a lot on understanding the Western culture. And that's why you see in schools, especially in secondary schools, to find that when you're doing history, when you're trying to understand your culture, they say that you can't be studying history. That is the past. But in order for you to understand where you come from, you have to know that past.
Yeah.
So that's my take on that one.
Yeah, interesting take, Kutazo. My problem is even with the history that is taught in schools, how aligned really is it to our true story as Africans and tells the real story of triumph, right, of our own heroes as Africans? Or is that history as well aligned to the very same Western ideals that we're speaking against now? Studuzo, how do we replenish? How do we go back to understanding and inculcating that African personality?
Thank you for that question, and thank you to Kutazo as well. I mean, if you go back to where we started when you were introducing this topic, Blyden says if equal opportunities were provided for both races, the African would not yield to his white brother. And on this issue of history, you need to be able to get to an understanding of pre-colonial history, as well as a fair and proper understanding of what happened during colonization and slavery and apartheid. Because what we know is that the history is written by people who are victorious, and they change history. Blyden talks about, begins from this idea that he is against the conceptualization of African people as an inferior race. We have a huge and long history in psychology of people doing studies, calling it IQ research, and making findings that some races are more intelligent than others, which is completely fabricated, right? So in terms of how we go about developing this as a personality within society. The listener is absolutely correct that a lot of it has to do with our cultural knowledge. And this is something that's done through literature, through writing, through storytelling, through an understanding of rites of passage, as well as knowing people within society who are still reservoirs of that knowledge, because a lot of our knowledge has been taken down through oral rather than written culture. So it's time now that we document a lot more of that knowledge and we teach it. And the teaching is not only at a school level, but it's within societies as well. The arts is one avenue that does this wonderfully, because people are drawn to stories. And when we are able to watch documentaries, we are able to watch series that look at putting forth our own values. It's a really meaningful way of going about to achieve this.
Yeah. Let's listen to the voice notes that's come through.
I'm of African. Hi, Clement and guest. Thank you for the topic. I think people need to be careful, because there's people who use Ubuntu to advance their own interests and identity politics. If we're not careful with identity politics, we will end up in a situation where Ubuntu is delegitimized, and we end up in a society where Ubuntu has become irrelevant because of vultures using it in their identity politics. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for your voice notes. And Studuzo, thank you for guiding us through this discussion. Interesting, really enlightening. That's Studuzo Ngwabe, who is a clinical psychologist.